Our God is so good. He's so very good and so good to love us no matter what. Anna Kerr on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. And Ryan, it is a good day today.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good day because the Lord is in it. We are to rejoice and be glad in the fact that he made this day. But I don't know what this day is all about. And I'm hoping that you will enlighten us in the way that only you can.
Well, we like to talk about holidays. It's so much fun this time of day.
I know.
Because there's so many of them. Every day of the year is a holiday or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can take a look at those internet lists of what day is it. You know, like National Post Office Day or Cockroach Day or Bacon Day. Those aren't today, but that's
okay.
What we're talking about.
You can keep the cockroaches.
Yep.
There you go.
So today, there are 2 days on this list that are real, and they're today. We can have a party. And then there's one here that I made up, and you and Beth are going to guess the fake day, which is the day that Ryan made up.
All right.
National Hermit Day is our first one.
Hermit Day.
On this day, you don't have to give up everything and go live in a cave, but it's a chance to take some me time and get away from the hustle and bustle. Or if you want to go live in a cave, or you know someone who does, you can go say hi. I don't know. He'll be like, get away from me. I'm a hermit.
Find a friend that owns a cave.
Yeah. Well, or just cave in.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it could also be for the crabs, the hermit crabs, but that's not on my description.
Okay.
Then we have National Oatmeal Day.
Oatmeal.
Many nutritional benefits here. I do like oatmeal, but I don't like it plain. Things have to be added.
Yeah, for me, like sugar and flour and like cinnamon and like raisins and butter and it has to be put into a ball and put on a cookie sheet and in the oven for
maybe
like 10
raisins,
minutes at 350.
Yeah. You want a cookie.
I want a cookie.
Yeah. I've had a little hack with oatmeal. I get oatmeal and I put like sugar-free coffee syrups in it for the sweetener. That's really good.
Yeah, but blueberries. You eat it in a bowl with a spoon?
I do. It is a little gooey. Gluey, I should say.
Gluey, see.
Sticks to your ribs.
Cookie. Yeah. Just as sticky.
I have it like once a week, so it's not like I'm eating this every day.
Okay.
It'd probably be better for me if I did. And then National Gummy Bear Toss Day.
Really?
Of course college students started this.
Of course.
In State College, Pennsylvania, back in 2003. A group of college students stuck indoors during a snowstorm invented a game to see who could toss a gummy bear into a coffee mug across the room, and somehow it became a thing. So it's celebrated every year with friendly gummy bear competitions. Yeah. Play with your food. Throw gummy bears.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, one of these is fake, Beth. Can you tell which one?
National Gummy Bear Toss Day. Oh, I like that one. I do.
Could be expanded on, get the big gummy bears.
How big can a gummy bear get?
Oh, you should look at that up. There are some really big gummy bears out there.
You're kidding.
I feel like...
Like edible? Like?
Oh, yeah.
You're... What? No. No.
I'm not sure what I'm going to get from this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. World's largest gummy bear. How big is this one?
5 pounds?
5 pounds. I feel like I've seen bigger. But you can buy 5 pounders.
5 pound gummy bear?
I'm not sure
bear?
How you'd eat that sucker. Yeah. Oh, and they come in red and blue and green. 26-pound party gummy bear. Look at that. Look at that one. That one's.
Wouldn't you get sick of the flavor after the first pound?
I think they're meant to share.
But still.
Wow. Oh, look, there's a patriotic one.
Oh, at least that one's like multi-flavored, like Neapolitan or something.
Anyway. So, yeah, gummy bear toss day, you can really give someone a concussion.
That would hurt. Drop that one from a 10-story building and
add
see what
catapults?
Happens. It would bounce.
It would bounce. add catapults, and we really have a thing.
Ooh. Put it on a trebuchet? Nice.
All right. So.
This just turned into a college engineering department's like senior class project.
It'll start being an annual thing every year. Who can make the best trebuchet to launch the gummy bear?
Problem is, I can see a college doing this. I could see mine doing this. Oh, no.
So,
this is bad. This is bad. It's bad.
There are weird days out there. It's just whether or not this is one of them.
I know. See, you have one that's, you can honor oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
You can be a hermit. And that's a decent thing. I have my days where I would love to be a hermit. Mm-hmm. I have days where I have done the hermiting thing. But gummy bear tossing, that is so tempting. It's so tempting. I feel like I would be an idiot not to choose that. But
and yet,
here we are at this horrible impasse where I always find myself.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say this with the solace in knowing that I have been on a really good streak the past couple of weeks.
You have.
So if I am wrong, I am okay. I'm going to say you made up National Gummy Bear Toss Day. Thank you.
One of these days it's going to be real.
There is
That's all
hope.
I'm saying.
I have hope in humanity.
Yeah, and of course, this is a total fabrication.
Thank you.
No college students. And
thank you.
Penn State did this. I could see it. Seems like a thing. Could be.
But here's the thing that scares me.
Uh-huh.
You thought that up.
Yeah. I was eating gummy bears.
You were eating gummy bears.
Did you drop one? I was eating one of those little Krabby Patties, which is the gummy hamburger thing. And then I started thinking about what could you do with these things. And then
I can toss it in a cup. Wait a minute. That'll be in the show.
So, wow. And now you know that 26-pound gummy bears exist.
There you go.
Because that's real. Yeah. That's a real thing. It's just not a day. Here's Fred and Jesus from Kane. Maybe your streak will continue tomorrow.
Maybe.
You're listening to Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.